أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيها كتب قيمة. إذا سورة سورة لم يكن سورة بينة. الله تعالى explained that the أهل الكتاب, the Jews and Christians and the Mushrikeen also said that they are waiting for a Nabi, and they are waiting for the bayyana, the clear proof of that Nabi. Then Allah Ta'ala said that what made them desist when that proof came to them, what they were asking for, that proof, the bayyana, and the first one of them Allah Ta'ala mentioned was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. His life was like an open book in front of them. His character, his private life, public life, everything was open in front of them. That was enough for them to bring Iman. Secondly, that he was that Nabi that read Suhufam Mutahhara. He recited the ayats of the Kitab Sharif, of the Kitab, the Quran Sharif, the pure pages of the Quran, and where every ayat, every letter of the Quran has got nur in it, has got barakat in it, and only speaks of the pure truth and the eternal success of the year after. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ اُسْمِ لِكِوِي هَا كِتَابِ مَزْبُوتِ. And in the Quran Sharif that has come, Allah has kept many kitabs also, which are very valuable also, which are concrete, which are very solid. Every kitab, this either refers to every surah of the Quran Sharif, and as we see, whether it can be the shortest surah, Inna A'tayna Wal Asr, it is like a whole book. And it contains everything within it, whether it is Surah Baqarah, which is the longest surah, or whether it is the shortest surah. But Allah has made this Quran Sharif such that every surah is like a book of its own, and extremely valuable and extremely solid, and the proof of it is 100%. Or also it could be referring to the kitabs of the previous nations, as it has come that all the kitabs, the kutub, the kitabs that were given to the previous ummahs, all of them Allah Ta'ala has put into the Quran Sharif. And the subject of the Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. And the subject matter of Surah Fatiha, Allah has kept in Bismillah. And in Bismillah, it is the dot of Ba. And that one dot which signifies the unity and oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that is all kept in there. So Allah has condensed it, and Allah has given this ummah all the kitabs of the previous ummahs also. And those original kitabs which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, this ummah is that fortunate ummah that all of that is also in our kitab, in the Quran Sharif. And of course the exclusive subject matter which Allah has given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is also in here. So this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that we should appreciate every surah of the Quran Sharif, every ayat of the Quran Sharif. And these are those clear bayyana and proofs. They were not only the proofs for the Ahle Kitab and the Mushrikeen of before, they are clear proofs for us also. And the more we get engaged with Quran Sharif, like there are many people who are not even alims or anything, not even hafiz, but when they engage with Quran Sharif, the manner they recite Quran Sharif, they realize the great value of it. So it is for us to get into this subject matter which Allah has given us. We must make it part of our life. It must not be that we have got perhaps 15-20 copies of the Quran Sharif at home, but perhaps we are not reciting one also. Or if we are reciting, we are just casually, now and then reciting. But what is called tilawat of Quran Sharif, may Allah Ta'ala bless us and give us the enjoyment and the reality of the Quran Sharif, and also the reality of every aspect of deen. Allah has given us the short life to realize this great treasures which Allah has blessed us with, and not just to pass our time, and worse, to pass our time in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is the worst that a person can do. Allah has given us this valuable time to make our eternal and everlasting akhirat, and all that Allah Ta'ala has given us in the deen of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make it that we appreciate this deen and we bring it properly into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.